So as many of you know, when I was in high school, I ran cross country. Yet, at times, my heart was not always in cross country. So for example, we had practices on Saturday mornings. But you know, I wanted to sleep in on Saturday mornings. After all, right, you had to be up at 5 a.m. every day for school, and we had church on Sundays. So Saturdays were my time to sleep in. So frequently, I'd actually just skip Saturday morning cross-country practices. And I don't advise this, by the way, if you're on the team. One day, I remember I was walking in the school hallway, and I saw my cross-country coach. Normally, I was wise enough on Monday mornings not to go down his hallway. Well, on this occasion, he immediately saw me. And before I could do a complete turnaround and dash the other way, he beckoned me into his classroom. He pulled me aside and asked me directly, why had I not been coming to the practices? And I think I tried to mumble some response. Brian, he said in reply, I always remember his response. He said, I really like you, but unless your heart is in this sport, I'm going to have to remove you from the team. You see, I had to recommit to the sport in order to be able to succeed in it. Now, our gospel this morning, our Lord uses very strong language to emphasize the need to fight sin. So, for example, he says that if one's hand causes you to sin, it would be better to have it cut off. Now, at first glance, this seems like a little harsh, I think, doesn't it? But it's important to understand what our Lord was trying to drill into his disciples. And that is the fact that sin actually does matter. And God forbid, he says, if we lead any others to sin through our own sins, which should be a sobering reality for all of us, especially us clergy, as we unfortunately know all too well these days. Yet, it is not the hand or the eye or the foot that actually cause sin, as we know. Sin comes from our hearts. We choose to sin. Therefore, when fighting sins, it's our hearts that need to be trimmed, not the body. We have to be willing to fight sin from within our hearts. Put it simply, we must be willing to have an interior conversion of the heart. You know, the Greek word for repentance that Christ frequently uses in the Gospels, metanoia, literally means a change in direction, a complete turnaround. And that's what repentance and conversion is all about, a turning of our minds from what is evil or even neutral to what is good and holy. In our modern day, we become so used to the way we live our lives. Right? We do not like to sacrifice certain things in our lives. Right? We are used to watching whatever we want on TV, Netflix, Amazon Prime, etc. We're used to watching whatever movie we want on the TV or computer. And we're used to talking about whatever we want and really doing whatever we want. Right? Like the old Frank Sinatra song, I did it my way. Yet, many times, we are not used to trying to fight sin. In other words, to examine ourselves and recognize where we're falling short. Yet when we choose to be a disciple of Christ, which hopefully I believe we all have done, some sacrifice is involved, just as there is sacrifice involved in any relationship. Because sacrifice goes hand in hand with love. You cannot separate the two. Yet the sacrifice that is involved in our friendship with Christ, saying no to things that lead us away from him, do not limit us in the way we live in reality. In fact, they do the opposite. They help us to be the men and women God created us to be. Now, those who are not practicing Catholics or even Christians perhaps look at the church and see it as a bunch of rules, rules, rules that seemingly one follows anyway. Right? People will say that they'd rather live their lives than live the commandments. Yet in reality, when we do not live the commandments of our Lord, we don't actually have true fun. It's that our lives become more complicated, more dramatic, and most importantly, more empty. God gave us the commandments in order to set us free from that emptiness, free from sin, free from mediocrity. The commandments, you could say, are the roadmap to fulfillment on this earth, an ultimate supreme fulfillment in heaven. Yet how often do we actually examine our lives and day-to-day actions according to those Ten Commandments? Do we even know the Ten Commandments? How often do we try to weed our sins that we commit in our lives? We say we want to do it, but do we actually? Further, how do we even begin to start fighting our own sins? Well, as I preach frequently, I believe the number one way to stop fighting sin is first to be humble, to recognize that we are sinners, and then we've got to do something about it. I preached on this last weekend. As Catholics, we have many great gifts that Christ gave us, particularly in the sacraments. Yet we don't make use of those gifts as often as we should. For example, the sacrament of penance. You cannot expect to grow an interior conversion and holiness is simply growing closer to Christ, unless we strive to weed out sin from our lives. But in order to do that, we must show exterior repentance that points to the interior and ask for our sins to be forgiven. We are all sinners. None of us in this room were immaculately conceived. So as a priest, I strive to go to confession once a week, even if it's just for venial sins. I mean, how can I ask people to go to confession if I myself do not go? Growing up, my mom taught us to go once a month. In fact, she'd take us there, and I remember walking to the church, and there were some months that I didn't think I needed to go, but my mom thought I needed to go, so she'd take me. The church, in fact, through her popes, in the last 20th century particularly, have taught us to go to confession frequently and not as minimally as possible. And yet that tends still to be our standard, to go as minimally as possible. I may be a priest, but as we know all too well, that does not excuse me from sin or being imperfect in general. Therefore, I still got to take care of my soul. When was the last time you went to confession? Further, if you have children who are of the age of reason, who have received their first communion, when was the last time you took them to confession? Sin matters, yet sin does not have the last say. Christ gave us the beauty of the sacraments in order to help us with his grace to be the saints he has called us to be. But unless we respond to that grace, respond to that invitation by admitting we're sinners and confessing our sins, we're not going to grow closer to Christ as we ought. We will constantly remain in our mediocrity. Sure, I mean, it's uncomfortable to talk about our past decisions. Yet ultimately, though you're speaking through a human instrument, like a priest, you are talking directly to God. Now, I remember a time when I was in high school when I knew I needed to go to confession. I was so scared of what that priest might think of me. I was dreading going to confession. But it was that time of the month, and my mom was like, we're going to confession. And my conscience told me I needed to go. So I went. And you know what? To this day, that was the best confession of my life. I will always remember how kind the priest was to me. But most importantly, my sins were forgiven. So I could forget them now, since God had. We must be willing to fight sin in our lives. Right? It just takes a little bit of courage to go to the sacrament. Yet, I promise you, if you go with a willing heart, you're not going to regret it. For each time we go to the sacrament, we come out renewed in our relationship with our loving Lord. We are inspired by his grace to live the gospel more. We're inspired to fight sin. Whether we know that ultimately we are loved by our Heavenly Father, who is always willing to forgive us. We are His beloved sons and daughters. Therefore, that sacrament of confession is our Lord's great gift of mercy and love to us. We just got to get over that initial fear of going. And there are examinations of conscience in the back by the bathroom, in the vestibule. So there are plenty there, so you can take home a copy with you and prayerfully look over it. Or you just go online, Google one. You're not going to regret it. Just as I had to put my heart into cross country in order to remain on the team, so too do we have to put our hearts into fighting sin in order to grow in holiness. We have to desire to change. Christ will give us the grace to do so if we but say yes. Our Lord has great plans for each of us. We simply must be willing to live for Him. And so on this 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time, we should ask ourselves, what is holding us back from confessing our sins on a monthly basis and becoming who we were created to be?